Chapter 44, Luna City Hospital.
Ow!
Callie's thigh ached, a deep throbbing pain that radiated out from the bone. She tried to flex her knee, but the muscles were numb. She couldn't feel her toes.
You're awake. Finally.
She forced her eyes open and groaned at the light. A few tubes ran between her and Jake. She had an ugly feeling most of them went into her.
She's awake, he called out.
He looked scrubbed and clean. His filthy baseball cap was back on his head.
I'm alive?
Afraid so.
She raised her hand until she could see it. Splints covered three fingers. Two of the tubes definitely ran into her forearm.
How?
Damn lucky, that's how.
No, seriously. I must have been a kilometer or two up.
He shook his head.
200 meters, give or take. Carrier took off, and maybe 5 seconds later, you were out the hatch, maybe not even that long.
She tried to raise her other arm, and something stabbed her in the shoulder. She turned her head, earning herself a spike of pain in the neck, and saw the swathe of bandages wrapped around her.
How do you know?
I was watching. After that thing crashed Anubis, I tried to get her back around to you.
He shook his head.
You hit maybe 10 meters away.
Hit?
The moon. Well, two zombies, actually, then the moon. Doc Davis says they might have cushioned you just enough.
Her head felt heavy.
Zombies? They're still... Callie!
Squealed Tessa. She bounded in through the door and stood next to Jake. She reached to grab Callie's hand, reconsidered, then set a hand on her forearm instead. Her hand felt cold.
Dr. Tavis thought you might wake up today, but we were supposed to let you sleep if that was possible. I spent the past 3 nights here. I got worried because you've been asleep for so long, but she said it was okay.
Some of the words came clear through the haze.
3 nights?
Jake shot a glance at Tessa and murmured something.
Sorry,
she said.
I was so excited she was awake, I forgot she didn't... I'm sorry.
I've been out for 3 nights?
Tessa stepped away from the hospital bed.
5, Jake said. Tavis had you in a medically induced coma for 2 days, just took your breathing tube out last night.
What?
You fell 200 meters. Fucking miracle. You didn't burst every seal in your suit and die right there before I could reach you.
So, where?
She looked around.
Are we still in Luna City?
Yeah.
Is it? It's gone,
said Tessa.
Whatever it was, we don't have the equipment to track it all the way to the sun, but the Hathaway passed inside of Earth's orbit.
She checked her tab.
93 hours ago. Last I saw it was still on course. The zombies?
Also gone, said Jake. Well, they fell over about 10 minutes after the Hathaway took off.
Really?
Yeah, definitely dead. Not moving dead. Caretakers are going to have their work cut out for them for the next 2 or 3 years.
Isn't that us?
Callie asked.
Thought you wanted to leave.
I thought you did. I'm staying,
said Tessa.
Really, the Caretaker Foundation needs dedicated people now more than ever, so it would be irresponsible to leave.
I'll keep it in mind.
Her thigh throbbed again, and she reached down to pat it.
What about the evacuation team?
Tessa's eyes went wide behind her pince-nez.
They got here 2 days ago. When we closed off Celine Boulevard, it sent an automatic signal. All the tourists are gone. It's just lunars up here now.
Callie looked from Jake to Tessa and back. Tessa kept looking at the foot of the bed. Jake kept his eyes on Callie's face.
What?
You just...
He closed his eyes, then put on a grim smile and looked at her.
Your ballet career's definitely over.
She managed a weak laugh. It made her ribs ache.
You're such an asshole.
Yeah, I am. But not about this. He reached up to tug at his cap.
What?
Her head felt like it weighed 20 kilos, but she dragged it up off the pillow and looked down to the foot of the bed. Nothing. No extra equipment or zombies or nightmarish tentacles creeping over the end. A few seconds later, she realized what else wasn't there. The hospital bed had a mint green blanket, just heavy enough to settle over her body and show a few details. She could see her left leg and the dome of her kneecap. Her toes pointed straight at the ceiling. Her right leg. The blanket followed the contours of her thigh and then sloped down. It kept sloping past where her other knee should have been. Across from her left toes, the blanket lay flat against the mattress. Her thigh throbbed again, deep, from the bone.
Oh.
Jake cleared his throat.
Tavis had to take it. Your knee and everything below was shattered to bits when you landed. You were already unstable, survival-wise. Rebreather died on you. You were just living off the oxygen dregs in the suit when I got you inside Anubis. Again.
His mouth tried to form the grim smile again, and failed.
She had to make the call. Back on Earth at a big hospital, maybe they could have saved it, but up here, she did what she had to do.
Callie nodded slowly, looking at the flat blanket. She started to say. She took a breath, turned her attention to Jake, then shifted quickly to Tessa.
It wasn't the fall. It crushed my leg when I tried to get away. Yeah?
She nodded once without looking at him or focusing on Tessa.
It's not that bad,
said Tessa. She pulled her pince-nez off and polished it on her sleeve.
I mean, it's bad, but there are some great prosthetics available. I've been doing some research for you. We can print up a practice one for you as soon as you're ready.
Thanks.
And if you don't go, if you decide to stay, there are a lot of lunar-friendly designs. The low gravity opens a lot more options.
Yeah. Jake looked at her.
Yeah?
I think I'll be staying.
You sure?
Yeah. Really? Tessa smiled. That'd be great. I'd understand if you wanted to leave. I really would, but I'm glad you want to stay.
Callie let her head flop back on the pillow. It sent a little throb of pain bouncing through her skull. She looked up at the ceiling, away from the leg that wasn't there.
Well, it's not like I can leave you two running the place. Without me, you'd all be dead.
Jake barked out a laugh.
Maybe, yeah.
Davis peered in the door.
Good to see you up, she said.
She spread two fingers and pointed them at Jake and Tessa.
Now you two get out. She still needs rest.
Jake stood up.
Be back as soon as she lets us.
Let us know if you need anything at all, said Tessa. We can bring you things or order them for you. They think the elevator should be back on schedule in another 2 or 3 days.
Jake reached up and tugged on the brim of his cap.
You're pretty good at this.
At what?
Being a badass.
Yeah, well, I think that's done now.
We'll see.
Davis stepped farther into the room and pointed at the door.
Out!
Going, he said.
Get some rest, said Tessa. And remember, you can ask for anything.
Davis waved them out. Callie watched them go.
Do you need anything?
Asked the doctor.
Pain levels okay?
Yeah.
Davis nodded at the empty part of the bed.
You want to talk about it?
Maybe later. Not now. Okay, then. I'll check in with you again in an hour.
She turned to leave. Callie felt something shift in her gut. Her stomach rumbled with a faint, gnawing need.
Actually,
she called after the doctor,
Is there any chance I could have some solid food? I'm really hungry all of a sudden.